Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
You hear about this? Conan O'Brien's getting sued for stealing jokes. He stole three. The allegation is that he stole three jokes from other comedians and that he used on the Conan show. He's actually going to be, he's going to face charges in court that he stole those jokes. A federal judge ruled that while jokes about current events are only entitled to thin copyright protection, the jokes in Conan's case do qualify.
Really?
The trial's going to determine whether Conan writers lifted original jokes from this writer who has a media feed and blog. Now, this guy used to do writing for Jay Leno, and he's had his work...
For some reason, I knew it had to do with Jay Leno before you even said that.
And his work has appeared in several national publications. So anyways, he's got a feed where he tweets out jokes. And the allegation is that these writers, Conan's writers, were following or whatever, looking at and stealing some of the ideas and then crafting their own jokes that were very close to what this guy wrote on his feed. So
do you believe that?
Goes to court. And I looked at some of the jokes, and some of the jokes, I mean, they're pretty close, but a
sometimes
lot of
the punchline is right in that bullseye.
A
you
lot
know?
Of the jokes. Yeah. A lot of the jokes between with the late night comedians are, you know, some are pretty obvious, and these writers are like-minded.
But I mean, Conan going from, you know, Saturday Night Live and The Simpsons and writing for the National Lampoon. He's funny enough. He's proved himself. He doesn't.
It's
need
not
to,
Conan. It's
I
his
know,
writers.
But I'm just saying,
it's his writers. Man.
You can't. I don't think you can sue Conan for something that his writers.
Well,
did.
They'll sue his show. They'll sue his show. Here's an example. It's better to have this in written form in front of you. But anyway. This is what the guy wrote. This is what the writer posted on his feed. This is about Caitlyn Jenner. Three towns, two in Texas, one in Tennessee, have streets named after Bruce Jenner, and now they have to consider changing them to Caitlyn. And one will have to change from a cul-de-sac to a cul-de-sacless. Okay, that was that guy's joke. The Conan writer's joke was, some cities that have streets named after Bruce Jenner are trying to change the streets' names to Caitlyn Jenner. If you live on Bruce Jenner cul-de-sac, it will now be cul-de-no-sac. So the setup is obvious. A lot of these guys are going to do the setup. The payoff, they're going to say, well, how'd they get cul-de-sac? It's kind of weird that they also come in with cul-de-sac just like the other guy.
This lawsuit's a joke.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of them, enough of the other jokes. I don't know. But they'll play from time to time. They'll play on some of these weekend political shows, they'll play various jokes from the late night comedians from Fallon and from Kimmel and whatever about the same subject matter, and they're all pretty close. And I don't know if they're all stealing from each other. It's just that the setups are all pretty obvious. The only difference is going to be sometimes in the payoff. But anyway,
I'm with Kona on this one.
Elton John and his mom are now speaking to each other after a 9-year rift. Apparently, this all started 9 years ago when Elton dumped his management team and got mad at his mom because his mom continued her friendship with his former managers. Now, Elton felt he was wronged by these guys, apparently, and so he didn't want to have anything to do with them. And then when he found out that mom was still speaking with these guys, he got mad at mom.
And he wanted his brooch back.
And so there was 9 years of nothing. Until this recent Mother's Day, when he put out a picture, Instagrammed a picture of himself with mom, happy Mother's Day, so glad we're back in touch, blah 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 blah. But it's weird because he did not show up at her 90th birthday party last year.
Yeah, how old is she? 91.
She's 90. He didn't show up at her birthday party last year. She hired an Elton John lookalike to entertain. Weird. And Hasselhoff's been busted for DUI. Not David Hasselhoff. Haley Hasselhoff. That would be his daughter. And she does it just like daddy. Listen to this. She was passed out behind the wheel of her Mercedes while driving on the freeway. 24-year-old actress was driving her white Mercedes 4 o'clock in the morning. When it came to a stop on an off-ramp, When officers arrived, they found her passed out in the driver's seat with her foot on the brake. The responders were able to wake her up, got her rolled down the window. They say she reeked the booze, failed her field sobriety test, arrested for DUI. No sandwich on the floor, though, for her. That's dad. And we'll close the trash with Jimmy Fallon.
Some news for travelers. American Airlines says it's getting rid of seat back TV screens because most people bring a device with them.
Yeah.
While United is doing the same thing on their flights because most people just watch the live entertainment. They go ahead. Scorpion fighting. Scorpion fighting. Another scorpion.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring my, I'm not bringing my iPad anymore on the plane. I'm just
keep your eye on the aisle.
I'm going to sit back and, all right, let's go.
Bring on the show.
Bring on the fights. All right, that's the trash.